Guest and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Hey, the mics are perfect. I didn't even have to yell, although I wanted to and I could have. Yes, once more, once again, it's Sunday. We are here in the studio, as always, despite, you know, holidays and personal sacrifices, we're here. Oh, boy. Sunday, November 25th, 2018. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host for Sovereign Mind Radio once again. I'm here in the studio in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, the Giggler.
Good morning.
Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, and our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, enough said.
We're still counting the votes.
And how's that working for you, anyhow?
We're still counting.
And we're counting and counting.
I think they've locked themselves into a room with a corner filled with a steaming pile of political correctness gone wild.
Yes. That's what we'll call it.
Oh, boy, we are still in a target-rich environment out there, my friends. I mean, unbelievable. You know, I don't even know where to start. We got the Barack Obama meltdown. I don't know if anybody heard about that one. We've got Antifa attacking, you know, Marines. We got a racist. We got a phone going off in the middle of the show. We got Mexicans fighting Hondurans.
Hondurans?
Kind of like an Enduros,
yeah.
From Honduras. The 20,000 or so that are not, you know, who are just poor, downtrodden people trying to make their way to America while stopping over in Tijuana for a knife fight with their fellow Latinos.
Well, it's because the Mexicans are racist.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
They're all racist because they're brown, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, isn't that what we were told? We didn't want the caravan here, and, you know, so we're racist, as if America's only a nation of white people, which is strange. But, yeah, so now the racist Mexicans are attacking the poor, innocent Hondurans because they don't have them in the country.
I'm not really white. I'm 1,024th something. Several
signs. I identify as pigmentally challenged.
Oh, my.
Not white. I just have an affliction.
I'm a migrant Scotsman.
I mean, calling the whiskey harvest.
That's right. That's right. Hutman. Yeah. I don't know what to say anymore. It's just like we've gone way beyond stupidity into insanity, and
I think in a lot of ways we've allowed these invalid arguments. We've actually engaged in them, and, you know, thought that there was some intelligence on the other side of it that you could break through to.
I don't even think we've actually engaged in this. I think this has been a self-perpetuated media thing where they answer their own questions with everybody's racist, and we all go out here in the field, we're all like, no, we're not, and they're all like, they just keep talking about how racist we are. And so pretty soon we're like, we're not really racist. And they're like, yes, you are, you know, because you don't want 20,000 criminal migrants to come through the border before they get in a knife fight with all the Spanish guys down on the other side.
I just want them vetted to go through the process of citizenship. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I'm looking at this headline. It's from the Gateway Pundit. Invasion. Honduran migrant says 20,000 will march through vehicle lanes at the border and claims that applying for asylum is a waste of time. Now, that's not an invasion, is it? That's not somebody just saying, hey, we're going to do whatever we freaking want and you don't have to like it. And pretty I'm much. Saying, hey, okay, come on down. You know, put up the Constantia wire and see if you can get out of Stalag 13. I mean, I've been saying that all along. You know how you stop this? You know, and Trump's already done this. He's given them now again, I'm not saying go down there and mow a bunch of people down for no reason, but if you got guys that are criminals running through the lane saying, screw you guys, we don't have respect for your laws, your border, your military, anybody, guess what? Rat-tat-tat. That's where I'm at. And it wouldn't bother me a frickin' bit, you know, because I'll tell you what, I've been saying it all along. Send a message. You guys want to come across the border? You're taking your life in your freaking hands because we take this seriously. This is our country, not your country, and we will defend it with our blood, our treasure, our honor, and maybe some of your blood and treasure, and I'm not sure you have any honor. Is that, you know, am I, you know, ranting?
No, not really. I mean, it's... These are the cold, hard facts that we've been pushed to. It's uncomfortable for a lot of people to go there and to think about these things and contemplate these things. But we have got to start getting past the nonsense and getting to the core of issues and stop all of this fluff and this political corrective stuff that they pad this stuff in so they can spoon-feed it to us a little bit at a time. We've got to cut to the quick and just lay it out there and say what it is.
I guess we got to stop saying, I like little baby ducks.
I mean, we need to be honest. As uncomfortable and as unfortunate as the truth is sometimes, we need to get back to the cold, hard truth of things.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. It's gotten to the point of real stupidity. You got, what's her name, Melissa Milano, raising $100,000 to send to the migrants over there in Honduras, you know, over across the border there in Mexico that are in a knife fight with the Mexican people because they've had enough, too. And
you really want to help them spend $100,000 on getting them some immigration lawyers.
I'm saying send them a box of switchblades at this point. I don't even care.
Really?
I mean, I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've had enough of this stupid BS.
It is. They have no intention of wanting to come here legally.
No, it's all bullpucky.
And it's all created. I mean, you look at the... You look at who's behind this, which is never being discussed by the mainstream media, and the people that behind this are church organizations and communist organizations that are trying to create this situation and push it.
Well, you know, and communism and socialism are just... I posted the thing that Gorka did this last week. In fact, I'll probably try to pull that up before we're done here. They just simply ignore. These people are so brainwashed and so stupid. You know, they're a bunch of puppets that just, you know, what are our marching orders today? Let's get rid of the Constitution so we can all be free. What?
Yeah.
That's how insane it is. That's how insane these people are.
Or let's give more power to the government to stop us from being overrun by an overburdensome government.
Yeah, that's it.
That's another one of my favorites.
We must free everyone forever. That's why we want to put all of our guns in the hands of the government, and they're a bunch of communists, and they always do the right thing.
Well, I mean, is there anybody that really believes that the government hasn't exceeded its authority under the Constitution already in all kinds of areas?
What's her name? Maxie Waters?
James Brown in a wig?
Wow!
Yeah, thanks.
Going to get near the finance committee. Wow! Hot, ooh!
So you're coming in a purple sequin pantsuit.
That's right. Doing his little doing her little James Brown dance. Sitting in a hot tub.
Oh, there's a scary thought.
Let's go to a break.
Wow. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. Living it right. Let's get back to the little things we left behind. Like sitting by the water playing guitar underneath stars. Yeah, we're gonna turn it up. Top down, turning up the radio. Head west, yeah, you know you wanna go. Moving out with the sun going down. Cruising to the sound of the ocean in the background. Too many reasons you think that you gotta stay. It don't matter, you know we're going anyway. Better get on out, or it's too late. Gonna start living it right. Looking back to the little things we left behind. Like sitting by the water playing guitar underneath the stars.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. Yeah, that's a little bit of Brandon Raposa, believe it or not. Wow, I thought that was good stuff.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Not bad. Arlington Lights, huh?
Arlington Lights, yeah. Yeah, anyway, I would be proud if I was Terry. I'm proud anyway. I'm proud anyway. Okay, so let's see, where are we going here? Let's wow. I just had to bring this thing up about Alyssa Milano. Raises $100,000 for migrant caravan while 48,000 veterans and 380,000 children are homeless. This is again the Gateway Pundit. It's like, do you think her priorities are a little skewed here?
Well, it's just calling it what it is. Her priorities are not American citizens. It's not America. It's not our sovereignty. It's not, you know. But, okay, that's
Yeah.
And my question is why is Alyssa Milano relevant? Because she was hot 30 years ago?
Yeah, not really.
I mean, in
30 years ago, she was like 10 on Mr. Boss, dude.
Yeah, she was no Winnie Cooper.
Okay.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah. So, I want to play this little clip from Sebastian Gorka. And this is Sebastian Gorka on the realities of socialism from the Daily Signal. And I think this is something that maybe all these brainwashed college kids, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here. You know, how many people do you think that believe in freedom are listening to the program? All? Mm-hmm. Everybody? But how many people do you think that believe in larger government and more social programs and social justice so that we can redistribute the wealth from the filthy rich people who actually worked hard for their stuff and give it to me?
No, I don't think they're listening.
Yeah, probably not. But this is for them.
There might be a few of them out there.
There might be.
There might be.
You never know.
You never know. But this is for them in hopes that maybe they'll figure out what they're being sold is a big barrel full of steaming pile of political correctness.
I think some of them may be figuring it out. I think some of the early millennials that got to vote for the first time for Barack Obama and stuff like that are a little disenfranchised and a little, hey, what happened?
You can keep your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to agree with you. I think some of them are switching. I think some of them are switching.
Walking away. Walk away.
The black guy lied to us. I didn't think we could do that.
I didn't think it was possible.
What's really funny, he was half white. That's why.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll leave that alone.
Yeah, here's one for you. You want to know about white privilege in America? Why is when anybody is of mixed race, they always identify as black? They don't identify as white. There's your white privilege, America.
I'll have to think about that for a while. And
Tiger Woods wasn't Asian, was he? Barack Obama wasn't white. That one lady from the NAACP was full white and still black.
You know what? I thought,
she liked just a little bit about that, you know.
I'm just saying, when you get a mixed race, why do they identify as any race? And, you know, why do they identify as black?
Because you get more stuff.
Oh, because there's no special treatment to be white or Asian in America?
I think this is racist.
It is racist. It's racist as hell.
So let's go to the racists. And here is Sebastian Gorka talking about socialism.
If you believe in socialism, I would recommend to you to look at the facts. In the last century, socialism has been tried in more than 40 countries. Everywhere it has failed, and everywhere it has led to persecution, mass murder, and starvation. Those are the facts. Don't get caught in a dream. Look at the human toll on those 40 countries. Socialism is predicated on destroying free markets, on destroying representative democracy and republicanism, and it's predicated on destroying the heritage of Judeo-Christian civilization. The fact is, this isn't about representing your views, it's about a utopian image of the future, an image that, let's remember, cost the lives of more than 100 million human souls in the last century. So when the Victims of Communism Foundation does a poll and finds out that 42% of millennials wish to live in a socialist or communist America, we have a problem, friends, because that is not what we fought World War II or the Cold War about.
I think that kind of says it. I mean, that's the real deal. You're being sold Obamacare.
Hmm. So what you're saying is we need to start thinning millennials?
No, that isn't exactly what I was saying. But, we got to re-educate the millennials. We got to educate them. I don't know, re-education. Every time I hear the word re-education, I think of revenge me! Red Dawn at the theater.
The indoctrination camps.
That's right. The re-education camp.
I think a lot of it is because a lot of the millennials, they grew up without that looming threat of communism, of the Russians, the Cold War hanging over our head, of the vital education needed of understanding why communism is bad and why we were basically locked in a war with it for years.
Well, I don't think they got the education. They didn't get the information. A lot of them have no clue.
It's social cancer.
Well, yeah. You know what I like about that, too? It talks about 40 countries, you know, that adopted this, and all of them have failed. Not just one, but all of them have failed. Let's talk mm-hmm. about how many cities that have adopted democracy. I mean, socialism.
Detroit.
I know. That's the first thing that steps out. Detroit, Chicago, New York.
And it's working well there, isn't it?
San Francisco, Sacramento, L.A. How are those places doing right now? I mean,
they're rat holes.
It's a great place if you want to go, you know, apply for a job as the poop patrol.
Yeah.
Get $185,000 a year. Now, oh, my goodness. It's like, who would do that? I guess, you know, if you're hungry enough.
$85,000 a year?
No, $185,000.
$185,000 a year?
Yeah.
I drive a car around with a pressure washer and spray poop everywhere.
I want a poop Zamboni is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's gross. Boy, what have we come to?
Just drive it right up to the Capitol steps and drop it off.
Yeah, you just suck those guys laying down in the street right into.
Wow.
Yeah, get that out of your mind's eye. Try
no,
and get that out.
It continues to spiral downwards. And
kind of like a little mouse.
My jokes have made it to the Mission District now.
Boy, I'll tell you what. You can't make this crap up. No pun intended.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Yeah, I know. How bad
but
is it?
I think we're kind of to the question with the supporters of socialism and these radical changes, and America is an evil state and a failed state and has never been good and is responsible. I mean, do we continue to try to educate these people, or are we at the point we just start punching them in the mouth? I'm torn. I'm not going to lie.
I still like the Zamboni idea. Yeah,
just suck them all in.
Boom, boom, boom. what can I say? You know, I mean, that would be cool. Here's another headline. Liberal Oregon State loses track of more than 1,000 convicted sexual predators. We just misplaced them. Yeah. Oregon is home to the most sex offenders per capita in the U.S., with 679 sex offenders per every 100,000 people in the state. The national average is reported to be 274 per 100,000. So they're almost triple the national average of sex offenders. It's like, what's up with that? Due to the complex legal requirements, Oregon's public sex offender website currently only lists about 2.4% of the state's nearly 30,000 registered sex offenders. The website omits more than 1,000 sex offenders the state has classified as predators. Oh, that's a good thing, huh? If they're a predator, it's okay. Well, don't worry about it. It's all good. While there is an effort to upgrade the system, while they're too busy trying to take everybody's guns away and everything else, and prosecuting innocent people, I don't know, can you think of like Lavoie Finicum or anybody? While there is an effort to upgrade the system, the issue has been punted to the state legislature, but it may not gain traction as the majority leader of the House of Representatives, Jennifer Williamson, has actively campaigned for the early release of violent criminals and sex offenders, sex abusers.
Why? Under what pretense?
What's up? Yeah, good question. I mean, this is KATU reporting.
Yeah. Out of all of the different groups that you have in prison for different reasons, why is it that violent sex offenders come to the top of the list of, hey, these are the guys we should let out first?
I just don't have an answer for you. I really don't. Right. I mean,
it's an honest question.
I know it is, but I can't come up with an honest answer that actually makes any kind of logical sense.
No.
There is none. You got to be a freaking hold on. Wait a minute. If you're a criminal, a criminal mafia type who's somehow profiting off the venture, that's about all I can come up with. That might make sense. It's like you're a complete dirtbag, a scum-sucking piece of slime-piled garbage.
You think, you know, to me, logically in thought, these would be the last people that get out of prison.
Ashley is practicing her kata over here, I can tell. She's doing the Quiet Chain moves, the Bruce Lee. I mean, I thought I heard her say a second ago, never take your eyes off your opponent.
are we in here in the 36 chambers of Shaolin?
Pass the razor blades, please. I think we have to go to a break, and then we have a caller.
Yes, we do. Again, if you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Are you reeling in the east?
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio over the North State. I said that in my most sexy voice. Oh, stop it.
Not going to say a word.
Stop it. We have a caller.
We have Gene on the line. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, we have a new way to take over countries. We can bring, you know, the Chinese, if they're smart, they'll load up a troop carrier and bring their troops over, and they'll just come in, and instead of firing a shot, they just ask for asylum, and that'll be you could really go in, and maybe we could try that with, you know, some of the countries we're going into, and just ask for political asylum, and
you know, it's funny, though, is nobody wants to go to any other country.
No, I'm good here.
Yeah. I mean, we want to preserve and maintain the country that we have or had, but I don't really want to go to Mongolia or wherever.
Well, like I said, you know, maybe we could have done it with Afghanistan and just go over and ask for asylum. And then my other thought, you know, you were discussing several items that I had on my mind. And the other one, I think you were talking about kind of a poop patrol.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I would say it would be a wonderful thing to have this great big welcoming committee for Gavin Newsom. And if we all took a little poop bag down and left it on the steps of the Capitol.
Light them on fire. Light them on fire.
Light them on fire and ring the doorbell.
Light, you know, and come on and light my fire. Oh, no, I'm sorry. he'd feel at home then.
I like your style.
Yeah, I like the idea. Why not?
So the next rally in Sacramento could be a welcoming rally for Gavin Newsom with, you know.
The gruesome Newsom.
The gruesome Newsom. Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Teamed up with Jerry Brown, they could be a twosome. Sorry.
Well, I just wanted to pass on a little ideas that I had, so, you know.
I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in,
Jay. Well, I appreciate you guys. You keep me laughing all.
Well, we try. Thanks.
All
I appreciate
right.
it.
You do a good job.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, so with that said, where are we going now down the path of journalistic excellence? I'm not sure yet. How about let's stick with Jerry Brown. He just pardons a former state senator convicted of perjury and voting fraud. This is from the Sacramento Bee.
Voting fraud has occurred in California?
And no. You know what's funny? Is nobody ever goes to jail.
Not for long.
They never really go.
I guess he was picked in a felon, convicted. He had a lot of many problems. He was convicted of felony perjury.
Hmm. So he committed voter fraud and lied about it.
Yeah. I know. That's not really a crime that bad, is it?
No.
No.
Not in California.
Not in California. I mean,
there's no problem.
Good grief. You can let a couple million aliens vote. Who gives a crap?
Yeah, it's more like an infraction. It's like a foul. You know, you get a little yellow flag.
Yeah.
Here's your ticket.
It's kind of like soccer.
Yeah. Here's your yellow card.
You get put in the penalty box.
Yep. Here's your ticket. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, the guy's all happy. He's former Senator Rod Wright. Oh, good grief. Changed my name if it was Rod Wright. Was among the more than 100 people who received clemency from Brown on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. This group includes a man who was whose home was destroyed in the campfire, and several people at risk of deportation. I'd like to see the list and just go down through it.
How does he pardon someone that's not a citizen?
I guess he just waves his little magic wand. He's like the, you know, fairy godfather.
I'm really not sure his authority to pardon someone extends over non-citizens. I'm not sure he can do that.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch? I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, this Rod Wright, sounds like a name out of an adult film star or something. Rod Wright, sort of like Dirk something.
Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Dirk Diggler.
Dirk Diggler or Boogie Nights.
Mm-hmm.
He's elated. He said because he spent a full 71 minutes in jail for a conviction for living at a different address than the one he used on his voter registration and candidacy papers. Got 71 minutes. Then he lied about it, evidently. You know, of course, is he a Republican or Democrat? Anybody want to guess?
I'm going to go with the big D there.
Ding, 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 ding. And you get to the go for the box of the curtain.
What do you know, California? I got stuck with the D again.
I know. So, and what did they do? What did Brown do? Of course, they changed the law. See, Rod, a Democrat from Los Angeles County, resigned his Senate seat in 2014 over the conviction, but has said that he was wrongly prosecuted under an ambiguous legal standard for determining a lawmaker's primary residence. So it doesn't matter what the law is.
What the hell is ambiguous about saying you have to live in the district you
represent? Because I got caught.
Ambiguous about that.
The law is always ambiguous. In other words, the law is not the law. The law is what we decide to say the law is. When we change the law, or we'll fit the law to our needs. It sounds like something out of Spock and Star Trek, you know, to each man his need, you know, his laws and whatever. So this year, earlier,
he must have registered at the DMV.
Brown and the legislature, Jerry Brownpants, and the legislature approved a change to that standard, okay? Going forward, the new law will make it easier for California lawmakers to live outside their districts.
Why? Why?
And they can do this how?
Well, what the hell? Why not?
Could I live in Canada?
Why not?
And be a representative?
I'm still thinking about...
Do I even have to live in the state?
I'm still thinking about migrating to Kandahar, Afghanistan after the last caller. No, not really.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Maybe Nevada, like the sheriffs do, and things. Go hang out in Nevada.
They have a call on Thanksgiving, too. It's like, and it's not really a gobbler.
Yeah. So let's see. You can be a sheriff of a county from a state away.
I can be a member of the Taliban in the Kandahar province. And be in the legislature down in Sacramento, the way these guys think.
And probably are.
Maybe.
I just...
Wow.
Just
what's the problem? Come on, what's the problem? he also pardoned Wright.
Of course he'll make Ted Gaines and his wife happy.
He also pardoned Wright for a 1972 felony conviction he received at age 19 for taking a vehicle without the owner's consent. Now, I love the way they put that. He took the vehicle without the consent of the owner.
What's the grand theft auto?
He didn't freaking steal it.
He took it without
the owner's consent, which was a mild form.
He was going to return it.
That's a mild form of thievery. It's not really counted as thievery because the guy would have probably given him permission if he had asked, or maybe not, but it doesn't really matter.
It wasn't really him that took the car.
Let's change the law. Stealing's not really stealing if you got
it. Removing without permission.
That is, of course, unless you have an R in back of your name, or you are actually a constitutional conservative or something like that. You know, we'll just kind of make it up as we go along because isn't that what tyranny is, where you just arbitrarily abuse of power? You know, I think that's what they called it, where they just, whoever's in power, it's like a two-tier justice system.
It's beyond loose in this state. You just do whatever you want. If you get in trouble, you change the law.
I like this one, too.
What's wrong with that?
Here's another one of their idiot tactics. Former state senator Bill Emerson, a Republican from Southern California, has testified in support of Wright and praised Brown's decision. Well, a Republican came in on board, too. So that means that you guys are for it, too, because if a Republican said it was good, you know, kind of like John McCain, you know, saying that, you know, oh, we don't need Obamacare because he was on the other side, but we'll just call him a Republican.
That's because two wrongs make a right, right?
Yeah, I love that argument. Yeah. I love that argument.
Only if you're Ron Wright.
Oh, no, okay. I got
or Rod Wright.
Rod Wright.
Right, Rod. Rod Wright.
Rut row.
That's the only time I can. You got a Scooby snack?
That's right. you can't make this crap up. And this is what we're doing. We are in a banana republic in the state of California right now because it's like, hey, do I like you? I don't know, maybe. If I like you, you get pardoned. You know, one of these days I might ask you for a favor.
Mikey, I never wanted this for you.
Yeah, let's go to a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I kind of like that. I had a little old Dan Fogelberg there for a while. We got to talk about this one. We got a couple here on the plate. Orange County, California. Elections returns. Election returns raise serious questions about the honesty of the vote count.
No.
Weird.
Would have never guessed that one out of Orange County. There's
no election fraud in California. Not even a smidgen.
Yeah.
No.
None.
Orange County, a conservative enclave in Southern California, turned all blue after thousands of votes were found after Election Day. Oh, they just found them. Wow, where did those other, where did those other like 300,000 Democratic votes come from? They just like appeared, dude.
Wasn't there one county they actually, quote unquote, found more votes than there were registered voters?
We're like out on the beach, you know.
But you're not supposed to pay attention to that.
That doesn't mean anything. Shawang, there was a box of stuff on the beach.
Weird.
They just appeared in the closet.
Dude.
Down on the beach with my metal detector, and there they were. The strangest thing ever.
You can't make this crap up, even if you tried. So, evidently, it is odd that there were 776,000 votes for Democrats in the Orange County congressional races, yet there were only 476,000 votes for Gavin Newsom. Okay. So how does that add up to that would mean that nearly 300,000 Democratic votes for the representative in Congress, but they ignored the governor?
That's what that would mean.
Hmm. All of the found ballots favored the Democratic Party. And there was just enough of them to give the congressional seat to the Democratic candidate. I know.
Just barely made it.
Just keep counting. Just keep counting.
Yeah, I thought they were keep on.
Last I heard, Sneaky Snipes was moving to Orange County. There's a job opening.
Yeah. At Thunderdome?
Yeah, that's right. Spin the wheel. Make a deal. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
And it also says, the media has focused on the drama of the races in Florida and Georgia, but no major challenges were made in California where the seats changed from Republican to Democrat. Foreign-born populations had a, get this, big influence on the election and threatened to forever change the U.S. political balance.
Now, by foreign-born populations, are they talking about citizens or non-citizens?
I'm reading.
They just voted without the government's permission.
Well, let me finish the article. In addition to legal voters who are foreign-born, it is certain that many illegal aliens also voted in California.
No.
In the mail-in campaign,
undocumented citizens cast their opinion without the government's consent. That's all.
Pish posh.
No biggie.
That's not a felony anymore in California. You can do whatever you want. Governor Brown Pants said so.
Yeah.
And now we've got...
As a matter of fact, you should do it twice.
That's right. It's not how many times you vote, as much as that you just keep voting.
Just keep voting. Just keep counting.
Yeah, vote often and keep showing. I mean,
literally, like, what did they do? Did they lock themselves in the room, go through the voter rolls, and go, this guy didn't vote? Mm-hmm. Oh, he has now, Democrat.
In the mail-in campaign, voters were only asked if they were residents instead of making them certify that they were citizens. This policy is clearly an open invitation to massive voter fraud. No, dog dookie.
Yeah. I think it's time for voter ID.
I'm going to have to move on from that, but, you know, I actually am going to post this on Facebook just because we can't. We can do it. I'm pretty sure that they've completely stunted our algorithms on actually disseminating this stuff over a wide area because, you know, YouTube doesn't really care if we have freedom of speech either. But we do it anyway because we're persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just keep hammering away.
Yeah, just keep hammering at the... You know, that's right. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. So speaking about nonsense in California, we've got the new estimates in on California's budget. You want to hear the good news there?
Sure. Make my day.
So a conservative estimate of California's total debt, this was done by the California Policy Center, and this was up-to-date numbers excluding the new taxes and bond obligations recently voted in. So excluding this recent election and the changes that's going to bring, California's total local and state debt is at $1.3 trillion that they're not admitting. So we have $1.3 trillion in total debt. Stanford University Pension Institute has calculated that California's unfunded liability is $1.4
trillion. Trillion, schmillion.
Okay.
That's a couple zeros.
And it gets better. And CalPERS is also unfunded to the tune of another $1.4 trillion. And CalSTRS is billions of dollars underwater and accelerating.
Wow. CalPERS.
Yeah. So we're facing, what, almost $5 trillion in debt between actual debt, unfunded liability, and coming pension liabilities in California?
There's a problem.
But they're running around saying we have a surplus.
We have a surplus.
Yeah, we got a surplus of something.
We got a surplus of BS.
Yeah. Are we allowed
Among to, other things.
Yeah, we going to pay our bills with poop now?
Well, you know, they are gathering quite poop a
tickets.
Bit. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They're passing out free Zambonis down there in San Francisco.
And I'm sorry, for us people up here in the north, when it comes to your fire fee this year, I most seriously think you should load up an envelope with a little scoop of ashes and just mail it to the franchise.
I wonder
tax
if all
board.
The people down in Malibu, paid their fire taxes.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to find
I'd
out.
I'd like to know who all is paying the fire tax there. Was it all the people that were in towns and so? Okay. I got a 2-minute clip here. This is about multiculturalism.
There's a dirty word.
And this is from PragerU. So are we ready, Ashley? All right, here we go.
Violence and other crimes have all gone up. What's up, guys? This is Will Witt with PragerU, and open border policies are destroying Europe. Let's talk about Paris, the city of lights. Too bad Paris is no longer Paris. It's now infested with rats, graffiti, high crime, sexual assault, just to name a few. Muslim migrants have set up migrant camps all across Paris that's littered with trash and debris. And with the influx of these migrants, 40% of hate crimes are committed against Jews alone. And Jews only make up 1% of the population in France. And don't even try to say something against this in France. Eric Zemmour was fined by Paris courts for claiming that there was a Muslim invasion. And what about Germany, where the German president said there are no native of Germans, and more than half of the welfare recipients in Germany are now migrants. German-born citizens, native Germans, are subsidizing these immigrants coming to these countries. And what about London, where the police are more worried about catching people using hate speech on Facebook instead of the actual crime that is destroying their city? Acid attacks are on the rise in London, and just last year, 23,000 crimes were committed on mopeds, compared to the 827 of 2012. And the left claims if you say something against that, you're a racist. But is it racist to say that migrant men in the Netherlands took 1,400 underage girls as sex slaves? Is it racist to say that 85% of migrants in Holland are still unemployed? Is it racist simply to state what's going on in these countries? Leftist politicians in Europe sure think so, and they will shame you if you say anything against the migrants coming to their countries. French President Macron said that migration is France's destiny, and Angela Merkel said that we just have to accept that migrants commit higher crimes. Seems pretty clear what these politicians want. This mass immigration to Europe is not a melting pot of culture. These people are not assimilating. It is forced multiculturalism that is destroying Europe. Guys, if you care about what's happening in Europe, like, share, and subscribe, and follow me and PragerU on social media. Thank you, everybody, for watching. This is Will Witt with PragerU. See you next time.
Yeah, does that sound familiar? Eerily familiar? That couldn't be happening here, could it? No,
not at all.
No. Oh, we got to be diverse. Diversity is the key to everything.
No, it's not.
We nationalism. Oh, that's bad. Ooh, bad, because the people that are respect nationalism actually stick together and don't let the government.
Most of the people that make the arguments here and that you get into it couldn't tell you the definition of nationalism or culturalism or any of the things that they babble. They know the words, but they don't know the meanings.
Well, I guess we're at the top of the hour, so we'll be back in a few minutes and pursue our excellent programming. Listening to Sovereign Minds, KCNR1460.com.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Officials report today a massive wildfire that killed dozens of people and destroyed thousands of homes in Northern California is finally contained. The state's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the campfire is now surrounded by firefighters after several days of helpful rain. It was the nation's deadliest wildfire in a century, killed at least 85 people, and 250 are still unaccounted for. European Union leaders sealed a divorce deal with Britain this morning and issued a warning to UK politicians who will either approve it or reject it. This offer is as good as it gets. British Prime Minister Theresa May agrees.
If people think somehow there's another negotiation to be done, that's not the case. This is the deal. It's the result of what has been tough and difficult negotiations over a significant period of time. And as has been said, this is the deal that is on the table. This is the best possible deal. It's the only possible deal.
She indicates a vote by Parliament on the agreement can be expected before Christmas. U.S. prosecutors have indicted a Venezuelan media tycoon close to President Maduro's socialist government on foreign corruption and money laundering charges.
Raul Gorin became president of Global Vision shortly after he and others purchased the popular TV network in 2013 and proceeded to soften its anti-government coverage. Federal prosecutors in Miami say that starting in around 2010, Gorin allegedly paid at least $94 million in bribes to two Venezuelan officials in exchange for business conducting foreign currency transactions for the government. He's also accused of paying expenses related to three jets, a yacht, and multiple champion horses on behalf of the two unnamed officials. Jeremy House reporting.
A Syrian official says more than 100 people have been treated at hospitals after a suspected poison gas attack by rebels that took place in Aleppo yesterday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans. Plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs. Plans with $0 premiums. And even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-735-8803. That's 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803.
A Houston church may have some explaining to do after firefighters made a surprising find.
Responding to reports of a fire inside the Word of Life Church in North Harris County around 7:30 Friday night, firefighters found no signs of fire, but they did uncover more than 100 gambling machines. Crews were able to make their way into the church where they found a large gaming room. Sheriff's deputies were called to the scene where they took several people out of the church in handcuffs. An investigation into the game room, including its legality, is underway.
Correspondent Rhonda Rockstra. French police fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse violent protests in Paris yesterday as thousands gathered in the capital and beyond and staged road blockades to vent anger against rising fuel taxes. Thousands of police deployed nationwide to contain the eighth day of deadly demonstrations that started as protests against taxes but have morphed into a rebuke of President Emmanuel Macron. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some help for workers left out in the cold when an iconic toy retailer recently went belly up.
Two private equity owners of the Toys R Us chain will be handing over a $20 million hardship fund to the thousands of people left jobless and without severance after the chain was liquidated in June. The move by KKR and Bain Capital is aimed at helping the 30,000 workers affected by the store closures and comes following efforts by worker advocacy groups. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 25th, and it's a birthday for a number of famous people, including Pro Football Hall of Fame coach and NASCAR mogul Joe Gibbs. He's 78 years old today. Author, actor, and economist Ben Stein is 74. Actor John Larroquette has 71 candles on his cake. Retired baseball all-star Bucky Dent is 67. Singer Amy Grant turns 58 today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I got off onto Chicago this morning. Well, let's see. Where are we at? Let's take an assessment of the presence of our situation, and let's get Terry on the line.
All right. We will do that. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, I dig Chicago.
I love Chicago, man.
Chicago.
Chicago. Say, you can say that lots of times fast. Chicago.
I'm in the caravan.
And now we have our cub reporter in the caravan south of the border.
Lots of good drugs here. We love Chicago.
Hey, guys, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, you know, the fun never freaking stops, Terry.
I know, buddy. Anyway, I want to bring up to the folks that this Saturday, December the 1st, at the Anderson VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street, we will be having a Restore Your Rights rally, a Second Amendment rally. The doors open at 3 o'clock. The event will start at 4 and go till about 6, maybe 6:30. The keynote speakers will be Mark Baird and Patrick Jones. And we will also have Woody Clendenin there and some folks from Community Watch. There'll be some booths there. And it's a very, very important event that we're having. We have invited some local law officials and also some local sheriffs, and we'll see who comes.
Well, if you're not in support of the Second Amendment, you're probably stupid, quite frankly, myself at this point, because the real deal is that, I mean, you think it's bad with these leftists now. If they get our guns, what do you think they're going to turn into?
They ain't getting them.
Well, you know, I talked to a police officer in Anderson yesterday. And a young man who's the head of the canine unit. And we were talking about that, and he said that he thinks open carry is a good idea.
Yep.
Which is a far cry from what we have with the Reading RPD. But he thinks that, and frankly the sheriff's opinion, but he thinks that open carry is a good idea because he said that that'll probably prevent people from being in harm's way if the bad guys can see you're armed. And again, you know, he did concur with Sheriff Pasinko's comment on that only bad guys would keep their guns concealed. And concealed carry may be strategically better, but, you know, really and truly, it's not a protected right.
Well, you know, I mean, I understand what you're saying, because if it's a privilege, if your rights are given from the government, they can be taken away. You know, that's why we have God-given rights and not government-given rights, and that's the problem with this whole concealed carry crap, quite frankly. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have the ability to conceal carry, but that is a privilege according to what they've written into the law.
Well,
and
shouldn't we have that choice?
Well, here's...
Go ahead.
Here's my question is, if you can open carry, why do you need to conceal carry?
You wouldn't.
Right.
What the Young versus Hawaii case did is that, first of all, with the Ninth Circuit reaffirmed the opinion of the Supreme Court that concealed carry basically was a privilege, and the only protected right is open carry of a loaded weapon. That's the only protected right.
To keep and bear.
And the core right of the Constitution. Now, if you have the Ninth Circuit, who's the most liberal court in the land, agreeing, then what seems to be the problem? Other than the fact that the sheriffs in California, at least some of them at this point, are saying that that open carry is something that they may issue, but they just don't do it. They don't have to. They don't. And they don't want to do it because it makes their officers nervous. So, well, it didn't seem to make this young man in Anderson nervous by any stretch of the imagination. He was fine with it. At least he'd know what was going on. So there's a lot of politics involved in this, don't you guys think?
You
just
think?
A little bit.
Well, I mean, I was just watching this thing on Tucker Carlson with this representative Swalwell.
What a moron.
Oh, man.
Did
Isn't
you see that?
Something with the nukes, yeah.
Oh, well, this guy's also, he sits there and he goes, you know, he talks about, you know, if we don't turn our, they want to pass a law, if we don't turn our guns in, then anybody who doesn't turn their guns in, they're going to send them to prison in a felony, you know? And it's like, are you kidding me? So you pass a law and turn everybody into felons, and if they don't turn their guns in, you put them in prison?
Really makes me disappointed we didn't elect De Leon, because then we could have had Tweedledum and Tweedledummer up there.
I don't know if he can get much dumber.
I know. You've got to work at it.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thing we have to be looking at now is we need to do these Second Amendment rallies.
Yep.
This is a very, very important event for folks. This coming Saturday. I mean, come and be heard. We'll have a good Q&A session, and we will have booths there and a lot of good information. The other thing we are going to have is we are going to have a fundraiser and a rally in Siskiyou County, and that's on the 12th of January. Times and places will be forthcoming, and we should be having one here on the 19th at Wind River here in Shasta County, fundraiser and rally.
The 19th of January or December? January?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I?
Yeah, you kind of skipped over that.
January.
That's okay.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Just want to make sure.
19th. I mean, I think that's the date that I was told.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, and a lot of people say, well, how does this tie into Jefferson? Well, it's simple. It ties into Jefferson because, I mean, you know, isn't Jefferson about liberty? I mean, this is about liberty. This is about protecting our core rights.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We've got to start protecting them now, especially with... Can you guys believe that the Ninth Circuit agrees with us? I mean,
that's kind of scary in itself.
How do you fight that? I mean, it's like, okay, well, so how do you, as a sheriff in a county, say, well, gosh, you know, the most liberal court in the land agrees with the opinion of the Supreme Court, but I don't know. I'm a little leery on this one. I mean, hello?
Well, I mean, anybody the Ninth Circuit is completely, I mean, it's the Ninth Circus, as they say. But they got one right, and how they got that one particular one right is unbelievable as well. I mean, you know, the fact that we actually are agreeing with the Ninth Circuit at this point is a miracle in itself.
You know, there's a lot of things that have been thrown out about the Ninth Circuit, but I heard the other night, and I heard this from a very viable source, the real statistic on the times that the percentage of time that the Ninth Circuit is overturned is 75% of the time their verdicts are overturned.
I'm looking right at the stat right now. It's 79%.
Oh, it's 79 now?
Yeah.
Holy moly. I mean, I'm telling you, brother, this is just... And so for them to get this one right, but to me, I mean, the CCWs, you know, is a privilege, like you guys said. I mean, gosh, that means that if we get a new sheriff who doesn't want to issue them, he doesn't have to. And, oh, by the way, what's stopping the state from saying, well, you know, you need to be, you need to qualify with every weapon on that list that you have. Oh, I'm sorry. They just did that. And then the other thing they could do is say, well, you know what, it can only be one weapon. And the other thing they could say is, well, you know, when you conceal carry, you can have the weapon in a holster on one side, but the bullets on the other side. And you know what, we just think that you can that carrying an unloaded weapon, period, is the best CCW. And, oh, by the way, you know what, since it is a privilege, we just think we'll revoke that, and it's going to be up to your sheriff.
Well.
You know? I'll
tell you what, I'm going to read this little paragraph here and listen to this and then I'll let you know where it's from. The law perverted and the police powers of the state perverted along with it. The law, I say, not only turned from its proper purpose, but made to follow an entirely contrary purpose. The law becomes a weapon of every kind of greed. Instead of checking crime, the law itself guilty of the evil it is supposed to punish. If this is true, and it is a serious fact, and a moral duty requires me to call the attention of my fellow citizens to it. Now, that was actually Frederick Bastiat from The Law, and that was written in like 1840.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
Well, and see, one of the things that gets me is with the concealed carry and everything is often we argue with our sheriffs about what constitutional authority they have, and often they say that, well, we can't do anything about the gun laws because we don't have the constitutional authority, therefore we're going to follow these laws that are set down because we are granted the constitutional authority
to make that decision. It's all crap. It's cowardice. It's cowardice. What it is that I'm going to cower to the powers that be at the state level instead of following the Constitution at the federal level because it's more convenient and easier. We do have another caller on the line, Nick. Could you hold on, Nick? We're going
to
go.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to a break and then come back and see what you have to say for it. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Hang on if you want, Terry.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
want to. A little Steely Dan there, FM. Okay, we have
no
Terry. No static at all. We have Terry. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
We got Terry and Nick on the line. There could be plenty of static. So,
Chicago.
Hey, my license. It's in the back, man. You're up, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I turned on Breitbart this morning, and, you know, there's a fine example what happens when you have gun control. And that is in Tijuana. 2,220 murders this year.
Wow.
2018. You know what? That's our neighbor. You know, if there isn't a more blatant example what happens when the government's telling you what you can do and what you can't do, it's ridiculous.
You know what's even worse is when our government sells guns to the cartel in Mexico so that the only ones that have any guns are the police and the cartel.
Well, that wasn't that H1 program? You know, Herpes 1, Obama.
Herpes 1.
And then you got H2, you've got Hillary, and then you've got H3, Paul Preston.
HRC, Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, these people just won't go away.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm not even going to mention the third party because I don't think he deserves mentioning.
Well, Lori just sent me a video down there at the campfire.
I seen it, but I'm not going to give him any kind of advertising or airtime at all.
Hey, that's a good policy.
Yep.
H3 is a good nickname for him.
H3, kind of like...
You see what's going on in France right now?
Well, I mean, which part are we talking about?
They need
Zambonis over there, too, I guess, and it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, what they've got going now is riots over an energy tax.
Really?
They just put on a pretty close to a dollar energy tax, and this money's going to go to making France green.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're paying $7 a gallon for gasoline right now.
Oh, well, gee, what's wrong with that? We're at four.
You know, I was.
I think that would be a leader, Nick.
One guy, I gathered he was in the eastern United States. He put down he's paying 2.25.
That might be a leader, Nick.
Yeah, I think it's 7 francs a liter.
Yeah, so that's like $21 a gallon.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That can't be serious.
I'm serious.
You guys quit picking on me. Didn't you pay attention at school when they taught you not to tease the handicap?
Yeah, we didn't turn in our homework. We ate the pages.
You know, it appears to me in a lot of ways we're not a lot behind France. They want to take our guns. They want to overprice us. I went to the store the other day. I quit buying potato chips a year ago, and I decided to treat myself. They were $1 a package more.
Well, and
the
package,
just the beginning.
And the package was smaller. You know what I like is this hedonics thing where it's like, oh, wow, I used to have like a can of tuna fish, and pretty soon it's going to look like an Oreo cookie, you know, and I'm going to get like a bite out of it. You know, so they're charging the same amounts, but the amount that's in these packaging is getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's like, wow, I just had 5 cans of tuna and I'm still hungry.
Yeah, well, they're going to put a radioactive fee on tax on cans of tuna also.
Not only do I still feel hungry, I don't feel so good.
And I glow.
Well, with that said, I got to play this clip.
I just wanted to tell you what's going on in Tijuana.
Hey,
2,220 murders this year. And I can only imagine what's going on up and down the border. And that's what you can expect when they get our guns.
Yeah,
you want to really look into something? Look at the political assassinations in Mexico City.
It's almost
want to see something really eye opening.
It's almost like Chicago.
It's worried.
Yeah. Anyway, you got to listen to this. This is our esteemed former leader. Okay, I think he had a meltdown on Monday, and I want to play this because this is the guy who was in charge of the free world. Hold on a second. I got some kind of a interference here. Okay, I just stopped it. All right, here we go. This is Barack Hussein, insane, Obama, and he's talking about, it's like, what is this guy talking about? This guy, the former leader of the free world who was supposed to be the shining guy that knew everything, and he was like a ninja, a Jedi warrior. Here we go. Here's Barack.
Those are the things that...
Talking about climate change.
I mean, there are few exceptions. Climate change, we're going to have to... come up with some new technologies to solve the problem as much as we need to. Although even on something like that, right now I could take off the shelf existing technologies. We could reduce carbon emissions by, let's say, 30% without any, you know, it's not like we'd all have to go back to caves and, you know, live off, you know, fire. We could have electricity and smartphones and all that stuff, which would buy us probably another 20, 30 years for that technological breakthrough that's necessary. The reason we don't do it is because we are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues.
Okay. I got to stop it right there. What is he talking about? So we're not going to bring this technology forward because we're blind. Can't even think of what to say. It just goes to show you that this moron doesn't do so well without a teleprompter and somebody writing his speeches for him. Because when you actually, that's right, when you actually have to think of what to say from your own brain pan, what is this guy talking about? Now, this was, you know, at a speech.
Where was this?
I'm not sure. It was at the Obama.org. I'm not sure exactly where this was at, but this was posted on November 20th, so it was only a couple days ago.
Well, I think what he said is he didn't do much about climate change or use technologies that were available because he's racist and hateful and has mommy issues. Isn't that what he just said?
Yeah, I think that's what he said. So let's I'm gonna play this one more time. I'm going to play this one more time just because I couldn't believe it the first time I heard it. Here we go.
We'd all have to go back to caves and, you know, live off, you know, fire. We could have electricity and smartphones and all that stuff, which would buy us probably another 20, 30 years for that technological breakthrough that's necessary. The reason we don't do it is because we are still...
What?
Confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues. Yeah, I mean.
Wow. So now we know exactly what his problem is. He's confused with hate, blind, racism.
And he has
mommy issues. Oh, I was ready for him to pull out his little teddy bear and start sucking his freaking thumb.
And what's scary about that is the people sitting there listening.
Laughed.
Him. Yeah.
Laughed at that. Like, oh, he's looking at him. He's so brilliant.
Boy, does that get to you or what?
I'll play a little more here just to see where we go. I think that's it, but let's check it out.
You know, we are fraught with stuff.
Stuff.
And
now that
your
was,
stuff,
that,
my stuff, their stuff.
That is freaking brilliant right there. We are fraught with
stuff.
Stuff. I'm so articulate that I can't think of anything to say.
Stuff.
Stuff. So I'll go back to my fire in the cave and all of the technological...
And back to mommy.
Yeah.
To my mommy issues.
Stuff. Okay.
Can you believe this? This is the guy that was the leader of the free world. Let's give it a little more.
And so if that's the case, then the single most important thing that we have to invest in is not all... And look, I'm a huge supporter of, you know, science and technological research and social science and, you know, evidence-based learning and all that good stuff. I'm
yep, there he goes.
People
stuff.
Call me Spock for a reason. I believe in reason and logic and all.
Wow.
The logical captain. Are you freaking kidding me?
Did he just call himself a Vulcan?
I think he called him Spock. Not Spock, it was
a
spot.
Are you sure? Maybe you got to replay that one. Wow.
Or, I don't know, we won't go there.
No.
Okay, let's hear some more. I mean, this is, this didn't make the news. Trump says, misspeaks about anything. And it's all over the news. It's all over every. Oh, he's gone off the rails. He's mad. He's the mad king. And now this guy says all this complete frickin' gobbledygook. And they give him a pass. Gee, there's.
And they laugh and are entertained.
Wow.
He's Spock.
He's Spock. We've got Spartacus and Spock now. Spartacus and Spock. I am Spartacus. I am Spock.
If he's Spock, who's Kirk?
I never had sex with her. We have a little
that
more.
That is very
to boldly go where no man should go.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay. I'm starting to see the deck crew of the Enterprise now.
Yeah. Okay. So hold on a second. This is kind of what I'm seeing is this. Hold on. It's coming. Here we go.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
We're not traveling. They're traveling through.
The next stop, the Saddam, the Barack Obama insane asylum.
Look.
Okay.
Ignore everything I just said that it sounded like.
We only got like
stuff.
Got 10 more seconds.
Just stop.
Because I'm Spock.
What are you worried about? It's
I'm
just stuck.
I'm not a doctor, Jim.
These Enlightenment values. But the thing that really we have to invest in is people.
Oh, my gosh. We got Terry on the line.
I think we have to go to a break first.
No. Let's just keep going.
Okay. All right. Hello, Terry. What
are you there,
got for
Terry?
Us?
Are you, Spock.
You know what? I just ain't got the words.
I bet you don't.
Holy
none of us
crap.
Do.
Can I say crap on the radio?
I think you can.
Good. Crap, crap, crap. That's all I heard out of that man's mouth. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable, huh?
That is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, it's like
I throw something out to you guys. Maybe you can think about this and just a little food for thought. In California now, the Democrats have a supermajority, which means they can do whatever they want, whenever they want to us, however they want to us. And the Republicans can't even stop them. So my question is the Republican Party even relevant
no.
in the state of California
no.
at all anymore?
No, you're right. No, none.
Okay. The second part of that is we now have a young man named Kevin Kiley. Seems to be a pretty good guy. He's the one who managed to stop Holdner from being paid by the state of California to do some awful things to us. And he did that within the first 30 days of being an assemblyman. And he's running against Brian Daly for Senate for Ted Gaines' seat. Now, when Newsom comes on board, he's going to set the date of when that's going to happen, and we're hearing sometime in March. So if Daly runs against Kylie and Beth Gaines throws her hat into the ring and Lord knows who else, I mean, when you look at that, these guys can't unite around anybody. They don't know how to form a team, and that's the problem.
I don't think they care.
Well, they're more than willing to fight each other when they won't fight the Democrats.
You know, that Red, that is absolutely correct. And so, you know, I know that years ago, you know, we all talked about, gosh, you know, if we start a third party, we can change the Republican Party from within. Does anybody in that room there, behind those golden microphones, believe that Donald Trump is a true Republican?
No.
Hell no.
Or is he
no.
just an American?
He's an American. There's no question about it.
How
He's...
about the American Party?
Yeah, something.
How about the American Party? Because
I think the American people have spoken, and that's why he got elected. And that's
exactly
what, that's
he
what,
went right to them.
Yep,
exactly right.
And that's what he's doing is bypassing the media. Does anybody listen? The only reason we poke fun at this crap in the media because that's exactly what it is. It's total crap. They're not reporting anything. It's all this big narrative to keep everybody fighting amongst themselves. The Republicans against the Democrats, the blacks against the whites, the gays against the straights. You know, divide and conquer strategy. That's a typical, you know, typical takeover of a country.
If these guys would just fight.
Well, you know, the one thing Trump did is he neutered people like, you know, like Jeb Bush. He neutered him. I mean, basically, he neutered all those guys. I mean, I even remember Lion Ted. I mean, you know, he took the gloves off. So at what point, we know California at this point, you know, we could try to maybe, people are getting into the Republican Central Committees and blah, blah, blah. But if you don't have people that are elected that are even willing to work together, I mean, Daley works real well with the Democrats. You know, how in the world can you expect them to win anything? And with a supermajority, they aren't going to win anything. So what's the point? You know, maybe we ought to really get standing up and standing strong and strong and stronger with Jefferson. And you guys probably saw the front page article on the campfire where it showed the guy
Which paper?
The Record Searchlight.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, well, it was part of the USA Today.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And he was holding up a sign saying, you know, Trump, we need your help. We need Jefferson hashtag. And they had a complete paragraph on people who I don't know, you don't know, none of us really know from Paradise. They're saying, hey, you know, we need to do something. We need to split this state. And they talked about the state of Jefferson. Also, a pretty favorable remark saying that the movement since 2016 for Jefferson's really taken off. Now, there's those of us who sit here and say, gosh, I wish this thing would go faster. But, you know, there is no more Republican Party here, folks. I mean, maybe somebody's got a comment on that, because
I don't see how
you can possibly say that those guys can unite to do anything, because they don't even want to unite behind one candidate. Look what happened with Travis Allen and Cox.
Well, you know, the thing is, like you say, they're not going to save us. We're going to have to save ourselves.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to come down to. I'm looking at what Sally posted here on the elections. A number of elections races that flipped from Republican to Democrat after mostly provisional ballots were found after the deadline is 14. Number of races that flipped from Democrat to Republican was zero. That's how you steal the, that's how they stole the country. They stole the state.
And what's a provisional ballot? A non-registered voter voting for the first time. How many of those provisional ballots did they actually vet?
Well, they probably vetted them as long as they voted for the right people.
As long as they voted the right person,
Yeah,
it's amazing to me. So, you know, I think that it's a new time, and it's certainly very close to a new year. But, you know, it's going to be up to us. And I really think that the first thing we need to do is show up at that Second Amendment rally again at the Anderson VFW Hall this coming Saturday. Doors open at 3 o'clock, 3210 West Center Street. Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, and local sheriffs will be speaking. So hope to see you all there. And you guys, great show.
All right.
And Mark, keep your powder dry, brother.
Well, I do. Absolutely.
And listen to Chicago.
Hey, Holmes. Okay, man.
All right, thanks for calling,
all right,
Terry.
Have a good
we
day.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry. Wow.
No, but that's the thing that's missing, especially here in California, is where is the fight? Where is the bite in the Republican Party? The blatant misabuse of our voting system.
Yeah, they don't do anything.
There's not a whimper. There's not a call for a recall.
Well, but that's been a problem for quite a while with the Republicans.
Well, there's going to have to be a change. It's just like Trump getting at the federal level. They had to take out pretty much most of the DOJ and most of the FBI to get people in there.
And most of the GOP.
Absolutely. To get there in the first place. This is a long, hard, flat battle that's not going to go away, and you know, we just got to try every means possible to solve this through a legal remedy. But at some point in time, if we can't solve it through a legal remedy, then there's other means that we're going to have to employ. So with that said, I want to move on. We got about 20 minutes left, and I want to talk about this vaccine victory, okay, a little bit. And is there anything else here? We got to talk about the GOP holding the probe on the 5th a little bit. Everybody's kind of aware of that. But let's talk about this vaccine thing, and then we'll get to Lori. Vaccine lawsuit victory. Health and Human Services forced to admit it never submitted required vaccine safety reports over the last 32 years. Now, I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? Now, they've been just dealt. This actually comes from the Assistant News, PR Newswire. And there is a court case on this, evidently. Then it has admitted this. I'll post this on Facebook to get it there right now. And then we'll get to Lori here in just a second. This is from Los Angeles on September 14th. The Department of Health and Human Services admitted that in direct violation of federal law, it has failed to provide a single vaccine safety report to Congress for 30 years, according to the ICANN network. And this was spearheaded by evidently Robert Kennedy. And the acknowledgement comes after 8 months of stonewalling by HHS following a Freedom of Information Act request. Good grief.
Yeah, but they've been doing that stuff for, like you say, for 32 years, and not just with the vaccines. That's the problem.
Our government,
this
is what our government.
And just cram it down people's throat. People go, oh, yeah, we got to get the vaccines. We got to get the shots.
Well,
you know?
This is what the founding fathers warned us about, is out of control government. And I tell you, we got it on steroids.
Before we go on, this actually started back in the 1800s with the vaccines and the medication. And stuff with the government, but that's for another day.
There you go.
There.
Okay.
Good morning, Lori. What do you got for us?
Hey, good morning, everyone. I was just going to share an update on the, what's his name, Jim Elliott. He had that whole donation center here when we had our own fire, the car fires. He had a relocation, and I just wanted to share that and new hours. So in case people want to help, because he does mutual aid, meaning he's helping with the Paradise campfire as well. He moved closer to Haven Humane on East Side Road, 8031 East Side Road. So if you're heading past Wind River and you want to pretend you're going to Haven Humane, take that left and you're just going to follow the sign for SYA. They're only open Wednesdays 10 to 2 p.m. That's the warehouse I'm talking about. And then again on Saturdays from 10 to 4 p.m. Really good guy. He and his wife, Melissa, have been, diligent and sacrificing. So I just want to give that resource update. And somebody was talking about mailing ashes to the Capitol steps or delivering it. I hope they don't think it's an anthrax scare, but I kind of like the poo-poo platter or ashes or something to the Capitol. This is just insane. The clip you played with Obama, my ears are bleeding. Help.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who's governing the nation. And now guess what? We get to have Maxine Waters on the finance committee, head of the finance committee in Congress. Wow, that's got to be something that we just should look forward to.
Celine Dion with her gender neutral black and white skull clothing. Go look that up, everyone.
I actually saw that. Jeez.
Hey, meanwhile, Mark, I know you've got your birthday's coming up Thursday, so you have to tell us where your party is.
Not at my house.
Not in my house.
It'll be the 31st anniversary of my 30th birthday.
Very good.
Nice try.
All right, you guys. Have a great weekend.
Right. You too. Thanks a lot, Lori. We appreciate you.
Boy.
I think isn't a Judicial Watch bringing charges or something against or with Maxine Waters for she's unfit. They're saying
came out today. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there's so much dirt going on.
I know.
It's like, how do you keep up with all this crap? Because these people are so dirty. It's ridiculous.
But they never go to jail.
Well, that's the problem.
Yet.
That's
the
problem.
Hope that maybe
71
we're working.
Minutes to get a governmental pardon. Really?
Well, I don't know what to say. Whether this is actually going to keep going on, or is at some point in time,
Barack Obama, after listening to that, should be locked up for his own safety so he doesn't hurt himself.
He should have a 5150 on him.
You should start putting corks on the end of those guys' forks so he don't stab himself.
I can hope for a cue at this point. Maybe something's going to happen. On the 5th, people are nervous, it says on the cue maps. I don't know.
We are having changing of the guards at DOJ in other places, so maybe.
We've got the House GOP to hold hearings on the DOJ probe in the Clinton Foundation. That hasn't gone away.
Wow. And they're requesting more on Hillary.
Well, what about the British government? The MI6, their intelligence service, is apparently fighting tooth and nail to stop the release of documents surrounding FISA.
This may all just come to a head all at once. I mean, we can hope that this, we can hope this is going to happen. The FISA release, this inquiry. I mean, we got it. There's supposed to be, you know, this Huber guy from Utah has been on this for like 6 or 7 months, and nobody knows anything. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect anymore. I'm not holding my breath at this point. We're in real trouble, and let's just hope that something starts hitting the fan.
Yeah,
we got
to have some faith in our president too. At the same time,
there's supposed to be
boom, boom, boom. I don't know.
Yeah. We're gonna have to go to a break, and then we do have a caller on the line. So hold the line, Art. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway.
America.
Yeah. Let's go back 3.9.
Yeah, well, you know, we're still living in the past.
Just saying, it goes back a little bit.
Kind of like Jethro Tull.
Yeah. Back along.
Okay.
I guess we need to get to our caller.
Art, are you there?
Good morning,
yeah,
Art.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, hi, Pike.
I have a brief comment followed with a question. This vote, this recent vote here in California, everybody I know up here, I live in Redding, voted for Cox.
Right.
I never saw a TV ad for Cox. I never saw a print ad for Cox. I hardly heard his name mentioned anywhere on the radio or anyplace else. My guess is that the Republicans must have spent about 15 cents on him and gave up that he didn't have a prayer. Here's the question part. I would dearly love to know how the vote, this recent vote, and everything on it, broke down between the northern Sacramento County line and Oregon. I read twice that 62% of Shasta County residents voted to keep the gas tax and this enormous raise in the reissuance of your car license. Voted to keep it.
I'm not buying it.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I mean, I think it's at this point it's blatant fraud in the voting at this point.
But I would love to know if it's possible to know how the vote in Northern California, in the geographical limits I just mentioned, how the vote was. I know how the rest of the state was. You can almost guess that one. I'd like to know how much support there is from Sacramento north to the Oregon line. Am I the only guy that feels this way?
No, I don't think you're the only guy that feels this way. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where you're going to get those stats.
I don't know if we can we?
It'd be a good idea.
How to break that down?
Maybe we should contact the.
What specifically are you looking for? Do you want to know if they voted for Cox or not?
Well, not just for Cox, but all of these amendments that came up. I vote against all that stuff. The gas tax, I could not believe it. I read that California made $4.4 billion on the gas tax last year, and people voted to keep this on their backs. I'm a retired guy. These things are important to me. If my car registration goes up $150, that hurts. And I just wonder, am I talking to myself in the mirror?
No, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Art, I in my personal opinion do not believe the citizens of California voted to keep the gas tax. I absolutely think that it's voter fraud. Absolutely, that's what I believe.
Well, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. I don't think anybody would vote for that or your DMV fees to go up 3 times the amount or whatever it is.
Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, well, it's just like all those magic provisional ballots appearing out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't know if you can put a grip on this, but I would dearly love to see the voter breakdown for the northern half of this state on all the things that were on the ballot, because I know how I voted. I know how my family voted. And we wake up the next day, and why hell, everything just goes whistling right through.
I don't know where you would go.
I think you go to the Secretary of State
because he's in charge of the voting, and that's where you should go. And who's the Secretary of State now?
It's Betty Yee, isn't it?
I don't even know.
Well, I'll tell you real.
That's my Sunday comment. Pathetic as it is. It's Padilla.
Thanks, Alex Padilla. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Thanks, Art. We appreciate the call. We'll see what we can do to come up with some information on it. But, it's like going to the Fox and asking him where the hen house is.
Man, I just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't.
Thanks for the call.
We appreciate it.
Well, it's kind of like there's so many things that are being skewed. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like I'm looking at this article. ESPN loses 2 million subscribers in fiscal year of 2018, down 14 million since 2011 subscribers. Has anybody ever, I mean, that's a stat that's a perfect example of, did you ever hear about that before?
No.
No.
I used to watch SportsCenter all the time.
Yeah, I don't watch it anymore.
I don't watch it because it became political.
Right, exactly.
It's not about sports.
So, in other words, these guys are controlling this crap. You know, I mean, it's you know, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Well, isn't ESPN owned by Disney now, too?
I think so.
I think ESPN's owned by ABC, which is owned by Disney or something.
Well, they're all owned by the same companies.
There's only like five or six of them, right?
Right.
Yeah. The multimedia giants that, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, it's crazy days indeed. We got about 4 minutes left. I'm not even sure where to start here. It's, you know, it just gets frustrating after a while. You know, we should talk a little bit about Justice Roberts saying that there are no Obama judges. Really? You kidding me? Here's the guy that said he was going to vote against Obamacare, and then he voted for it last minute. You know, it makes you wonder, is there some kind of a, you know, it's like I heard before, you don't want to fall asleep at a Washington, D.C. party because you might wake up in the other room all propped up with a bunch of prostitutes and people taking pictures. Don't drink the punch.
Mm.
I mean, this could be where it comes from, is all this, you know, FISA spying, all of the, you know, NSA, you know, they spy so much that, you know, during Obama's term, that they got stuff on everybody. And if you don't make the right moves, all of a sudden you're a pedophile, or you're this, or you're that. And maybe if you are a pedophile, you should be exposed. But all I'm saying is, you know, it's just funny that there's a lot of people. I mean, think back to John Boehner, Blubbering John. Remember when he broke down?
Yeah,
that was so strange.
When the Pope showed up and he just blubbered on. I know.
Yeah, it's like, gee, you better keep your mouth shut, Mr. Boehner, or, you know, something's going to be exposed that you don't want to have anybody know about. They can put you in prison or something.
It was like he was relieved.
All right, so we got a caller.
We have a caller, Johnny from San Diego. What can we do for you this morning?
Hey, good day, everybody. I just wanted to comment and represent the southern part of the state down here. Everybody I know voted for Cox, and everybody I know, both sides of the aisle, it seems like, voted to against the gas tax. Even though they tried to trick us with the yes or the no, people still, who is going to vote for higher, for more gas tax?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense unless the vote is fixed, and that's the way I'm seeing it.
Well, it's fixed. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. I mean, not to mention it's fixed right from the get-go when you get two choices, two Democrats. I mean, how is that a representative state in a country that supposedly, you know, if that was the opposite and it was two Republicans were the only two options on the ticket, imagine the hell raise.
Well, it's it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes. I mean, that's that's really the deal. I mean, the real deal
is... Well, we joke about that, but how are we going to fix it? I mean, somebody has got to fix it. I mean, it's not even... It's crazy. I mean... Yeah.
It is what it is right now, and I'm hoping that something is going to happen. I mean, we've got... The rising tide is coming. I mean, that's what happened in the last election, and that's how Trump got in. But we need to keep fighting every day on every issue, I guess, until it gets to a point where we got to storm the Bastille, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to do my part.
I hear you. I appreciate the show every weekend, guys, and thank you very much.
All right. Hey,
all
have
right,
a good one.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well, there you have it. I mean, next week we should have David Harris Jr. on the show. I did get a confirmation on that. So that should be pretty good. And we can talk about some more of the issues. Remember to go to the Second Amendment.
On December 1st, that's Saturday. Doors open at 3 p.m., and that is at the VFW Hall in Anderson.
Any other announcements? I know we kind of skipped by.
Well, one thing, I just want to let people know about the new Veteran Talk radio show. By veterans, for veterans, manning the watch that's on Saturdays.
Who's in charge of that?
Well, the guy's name is Doc Williams, but of course Frankie, little Mr. Rose, got his hands in that. So.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's all over the place, but it's actually with Doc. They call him Doc.
Wow.
So,
you know, everybody has got to do what they can. I mean, that's where we're at.
Excellent.
The Republicans are not going to save us.
Now we're going to have to save ourselves, folks.
Yep. Well, it's time to go. Well, you know how this one ends. You're born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master, and we are living the dream.
Yes. And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Everybody have a great week and be safe, and see you on Saturday.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.